We should be clear that France's pulling out of Mali as a direct result of the Malian junta's pressure on France and the EU to leave. And we're seeing this now with regards to the UN forces as well, with MINUSMA. Again, the junta is acting out of political purposes. It wants to further consolidate its hold on power and not follow through on the promised transition to civilian-led democratic government. This is also consistent with the interest of the junta's international patron, Russia, which is using Mali as a geostrategic sphere of influence to sideline Western influences in Africa. But the result is that Mali is now in a very grave situation where we could see a fragmenting of the country and, unprecedented levels of control by the jihadist. So it's a very dire situation on the security front in Mali, and they don't have any, viable solutions at the moment. Now, for the Sahel more generally, the situation is somewhat better. We're seeing governments, especially in Niger, that are mobilizing their forces. They're ramping up their recruitment, their training, they're adapting their tactics to be more mobile and more capable so that they're better able to confront the irregular nature of the jihadist forces there. They're also increasing their cooperation both with regional partners, neighboring countries as part of the G5 Sahel coalition, but also with the international partners. So the French troops we were talking about earlier, they are doing more in Niger and in Burkina Faso. We're seeing the same from European Union and other Western countries. So there are actions being taken on the security front to try to boost up other Sahelian countries and the littoral countries that are under threat.
So, how important is it for counterinsurgency in the Sahel to complement military action with initiatives to improve living conditions, as well as good governance and building positive relations with local populations so they can weaken support to insurgents?
It's very essential. These are societal conflicts rather than, conflicts involving conventional forces. And so establishing constructive relations with local communities is vital to any successful counterinsurgency operation. And specifically, looking at the history of counterinsurgency, the evidence shows that good governance, legitimacy, reducing corruption, creating jobs, all of these things are associated with successfully defeating insurgencies. It's also important to recognize that insurgencies tend to be long campaigns involving, many years, 6 to 9 years on average. And therefore, it's not just enough to try to put together an integrated package of security and good governance and development, but you have to sustain it over time. And so, building those connections with communities is going to be part and parcel of what is needed to rebuild trust, to rebuild the support with these local communities. And gradually over time, you're able to squeeze out the space in which these insurgent groups are able to operate and eventually grind them down so that they're no longer a threat.